upgraded the machines, and sold them over the phone for less than the dealers were charging. Within a year, he had left school to build a computer company operating on the same direct sales principle. When the Internet began to gain momentum, Michael was interested. He knew that the Internet could extend Dell's direct relationship with the customer from the customer's phone to the customer's desktop. Ultimately, Dell figured out that to get into high gear, the company needed to integrate the Internet into its overall business strategy. It established a business unit dedicated to online commerce and support. Starting early, just as the Internet was reaching out beyond students and technologists and into the mass market, Dell broke into Internet commerce when many companies were talking about it, but only a few were actually doing it. The company didn't know how customers wanted to use the Internet. The customers themselves weren't sure. Dell built an initial site that provided product information, enabled simple orders, and solicited feedback. Dell learned a lot from the customer suggestions that came in, mostly online. Over time, Dell has made hundreds of changes to its website, including 3 major updates and many minor feature changes, such as turning menu options into radio buttons to make the options easier to select. Step by step, Dell has added capabilities for customers, such as the ability to track the status of any order and get service and support. Cumulatively, these features have caused a major shift in Dell's business practices. Michael Dell characterizes the direct business today as different combinations of face-to-face, ear-to-ear, and keyboard-to-keyboard. Each has its place. The Internet doesn't replace people, it makes them more efficient. By moving routine interactions to the web and enabling customers to do some things for themselves, we've freed up our salespeople to do more meaningful things with customers. Before, customers had a simple, convenient way to interact with the company, through the Dell salesperson who sold them the computer, and the Dell salesperson was trained to make the customer's problems go away. As it introduced its new technology, Dell had to ensure that 2 things happened: that the new solution would be at least as convenient as calling, and that its own salespeople would change their way of doing business. Michael Dell says, "We'd spent 13 years building a culture based on high-quality customer service. A lot of it was based on our salespeople being on the phone to customers all the time. Now we wanted to insert another piece. The hardest part was not the technology, but the behavior shift, for our own salespeople as well as the customers. Simplicity and convenience were paramount. We had to build an Internet system that was so convenient, customers got more value for their time than they did on the phone. That was the only way we could wean them off face-to-face or ear-to-ear contact. It was a high bar to clear." Having more information online for customers didn't lessen the value of Dell's corporate sales team. With more reports and quoting tools online and available to customer and salesperson alike, the salesperson had fewer but meatier engagements with customers. Dell found out that an educated customer is a better customer. Dell salespeople had already begun to play a consultant's role, helping the customer develop technology migration plans, leasing and asset replacement programs, and understanding the customer's business well enough to recommend ways that technology could help the bottom line more. Digital web transactions reduced the time that sales representatives spent processing orders, checking order status, and fielding customer service queries. Sales representatives now have more time for consulting, building the customer relationship, and selling. Representatives can still help out whenever they are needed. A customer can send a partially completed order form to a sales representative and get assistance before placing an order. Real-time flow of sales information through its website and order processing system is important to Dell's competitive situation. Instead of having 80 days of inventory as indirect sellers have, although indirect sellers are trying to reduce that number, Dell keeps only 8 days of inventory, and much of that is in parts such as chips and hard drives. Dell's manufacturing time is only 4 hours. Machines generally reach customers within 3 to 5 days of order. Dell's business model is based on the evils of inventory. The more Dell can reduce its inventory, the more it frees up working capital to drive into other revenue-generating activities. Dell's reduced inventory translates to a savings of hundreds of millions of dollars in assets. At the same time, the requirement for great customer service means that you never want to be out of stock either. Only information technology can provide the means to balance these needs. Physical assets used to be a defining advantage, Michael says. Now they're a liability. The closer you get to perfect information about demand, the closer you can get to zero inventory. It's a simple formula. More inventory means you have less information, and more information means you have less inventory. We're trading physical assets for information. Going forward, Dell is taking the next steps in website development, customizing even more services on its premier pages, and making the entire ordering process for major customers totally paperless. Even with the ability of customers to order online, much of the approval process within a customer's organization has still been paper-based. Dell will give companies an order application that integrates Dell's ordering database with the customer's purchasing system. Flexible reporting tools will give customers the ability to query Dell's information systems and generate their own status reports. Dell is already offering internet transaction capability in 36 countries and 18 languages. The company plans to continue expanding its internet services internationally so customers have a consistent Dell internet experience everywhere. Dell Computers was smart enough to recognize that commerce should be a combination of interaction over the internet and personal contact. It's not a matter of either or. People think it's the cold screen versus the warm face-to-face and assume that the person-to-person interaction will win, because they don't see where the internet belongs on the marketing sales service spectrum. They underestimate the internet's capabilities. Smart companies will combine internet services and personal contact in programs that give their customers the benefits of both kinds of interaction. You want to move pure transactions to the internet. Use online communication for information sharing and routine communication, and reserve face-to-face interaction for the activities that add the most value. In addition to using the internet simply to make reservations or place product orders, customers find the internet the perfect medium for gathering information, assessing product value and price performance, checking order status, diagnosing and solving simple problems, and other relatively straightforward tasks. More and more in this scenario, sales personnel become consultants. Adopt the web lifestyle.
Well, the web, of course, is referring to the internet and the way that all the rich information out there will allow people to find out whatever they want to know. So the web will change the way we work. The web will allow some work to be done from at home. The web will allow people to collaborate and share like never before. And so I think that whole approach to work deserved a term, so I coined that new term, web work style. Web lifestyle is the home equivalent of that, the idea that when you want to plan a trip, you want to stay in touch with relatives who are far away, things like exchanging photos, finding the best prices, being able to select creative gifts, and just using it to communicate, that will become commonplace. Any activity you're going to engage in, whether it's buying or simply planning something, you'll be able to take advantage of the web, and you'll even take it for granted. It won't be as much trouble as it is today. The use of the PC and the internet at work has grown quite a bit, and companies now are putting the information there, and the improvements that will be taking place, the price of the PC coming down, the improvements in communications, and these new devices that will hook us up to the web will all mean that we'll be able to adapt a new way of doing things that just helps us get done what we've always wanted to get done.
If you asked your friends why they use the phone to communicate with their friends or why they turn to the television for entertainment or breaking news, they'd look at you kind of funny. If you asked your friends whether they'd adopted the electricity lifestyle, they'd think you were downright nuts. People in developed countries take their electrical devices for